This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. When Fainting Masks Dangerous Heart Rhythms, a Clinical Teaching Case from NEJM. Editorially reviewed by Profshi Pakadze, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence. A seemingly straightforward case of syncope fainting can conceal life-threatening ventricular arrhythmias if clinicians rely too heavily on initial presentation and vital signs. According to a clinical case published in the New England Journal of Medicine, the distinction between benign vasovagal syncope and dangerous cardiac arrhythmias demands systematic investigation and careful interpretation of electrocardiographic findings. This teaching case underscores how diagnostic shortcuts can delay identification of conditions requiring immediate intervention. Key takeaways: syncope, fainting, has multiple causes, ranging from benign vasovagal episodes to life-threatening arrhythmias. Initial clinical impression alone is insufficient for diagnosis. Ventricular arrhythmias may present with subtle or absent warning symptoms, requiring high clinical suspicion and systematic ECG interpretation. Early recognition and appropriate risk stratification of syncope patients can prevent sudden cardiac death. Teaching cases in peer-reviewed journals provide clinicians with diagnostic frameworks applicable to everyday practice. Case at a glance. Syncope accounts for 1-3% of all emergency department visits, yet underlying cardiac causes are present in a clinically significant minority of cases, many of whom are initially misclassified as having vasovagal syncope. Syncope etiology and mortality risk, clinical stratification, approximate distribution of syncope causes and associated one-year mortality risk by diagnostic category, vasovagal, benign, fifth orthostatic hypotension, 18 cent, cardiac arrhythmia, 4 cent, structural cardiac disease, 10 cent, seizure disorder, 8 cent. Source: European Heart Journal Consensus Guidelines, American College of Cardiology, Georgian Medical Journal News. The diagnostic challenge when syncope signals cardiac danger. Syncope is a common presenting complaint in emergency departments and outpatient clinics across the world. According to epidemiological data, syncope accounts for approximately 1-3% of all emergency department visits, yet the underlying causes vary dramatically in their urgency and prognosis. The New England Journal of Medicine case illustrates a scenario in which clinicians initially attributed a patient's loss of consciousness to a benign cause, vasovagal syncope, based on circumstantial features such as prodromal symptoms and hemodynamic stability at presentation. However, systematic electrocardiographic evaluation revealed evidence of ventricular arrhythmia, fundamentally altering the clinical assessment and treatment plan. This discrepancy between initial clinical impression and definitive diagnostic findings exemplifies why syncope classification remains challenging even for experienced practitioners. The traditional approach of categorizing syncope by mechanism, neurally mediated, vasovagal, orthostatic, or cardiac, must be supported by objective data, particularly 12-lead electrocardiography performed at the time of presentation or during monitoring. Ventricular arrhythmias, recognition and risk stratification. Ventricular arrhythmias present along a spectrum of severity, from benign premature ventricular contractions to life-threatening sustained ventricular tachycardia, VT, and ventricular fibrillation, VF. The case described in the NEJM demonstrates how certain arrhythmia patterns on the resting electrocardiogram may herald vulnerability to syncope-inducing events. Early recognition depends on clinician familiarity with ECG criteria for arrhythmia risk, including the duration of the QT interval, evidence of abnormal repolarization, and morphological features suggesting reentrant or triggered activity. This recognition is particularly important because symptomatic or syncopal ventricular arrhythmias carry a significantly elevated risk of sudden cardiac death compared with asymptomatic or minimally symptomatic forms. Patients presenting with syncope and evidence of ventricular arrhythmia require rapid cardiological evaluation, risk stratification, and often device therapy to prevent fatal recurrence. The teaching case reinforces that initial clinical stability does not exclude serious underlying rhythm disturbances. Diagnostic framework: Systematic evaluation prevents missed diagnoses. The NEJM case discussion offers a structured diagnostic approach applicable to any patient presenting with syncope. The framework emphasizes the importance of detailed history of loss of consciousness, including prodromal symptoms, duration, and post-event recovery. Careful physical examination, including orthostatic vital signs and cardiovascular assessment, 12-lead electrocardiography in all patients, interpreted for evidence of structural or electrophysiological abnormality, and when indicated, further testing such as ambulatory monitoring, echocardiography, or electrophysiology study. This systematic approach is codified in guidelines from the American College of Cardiology, ACC, and European Society of Cardiology, ESC, which recommend risk stratification of syncope patients based on clinical and electrocardiographic features. Patients with evidence of structural heart disease, abnormal ECG findings, or a history of palpitations warrant more intensive investigation. Conversely, young patients with isolated vasovagal triggers and normal ECG may require reassurance and counseling only. The challenge for frontline clinicians is avoiding both excessive testing in low-risk patients and under-investigation in those with occult cardiac disease. Implications across clinical practice and patient safety. Teaching cases published in premier journals like the NEJM serve a crucial role in disseminating diagnostic wisdom and preventing systematic errors. By illustrating a case in which initial clinical judgment diverged from objective findings, this case reinforces the principle that syncope demands confirmatory investigation before reassurance is offered. The diagnostic yield of systematic evaluation is substantial among syncope patients initially classified as having vasovagal or neurocardiogenic causes. Cardiological reevaluation identifies previously missed arrhythmias and structural disease in a meaningful proportion. The case also highlights the potential for patient harm if syncope is trivialized or attributed prematurely to benign causes. Patients with undiagnosed ventricular arrhythmias remain at risk for sudden death during routine activities, particularly exercise or emotional stress. Appropriate triaging to cardiology, use of implantable monitors or event recorders, and consideration of device therapy can substantially reduce this risk. From a systems perspective, emergency departments and primary care settings should maintain a low threshold for electrocardiography and cardiological consultation in syncope patients with atypical features or risk factors for arrhythmia. Syncope attributed initially to benign vasovagal causes may mask serious ventricular arrhythmias. Systematic electrocardiographic evaluation and cardiological risk stratification are essential to prevent diagnostic delay and sudden cardiac death. New England Journal of Medicine, Clinical Case Discussion. What this means for patients. If you have experienced fainting or loss of consciousness, do not assume it is benign without a thorough evaluation by a healthcare provider. Request an electrocardiogram, and if recommended, follow up with a cardiologist. Report any associated symptoms such as palpitations, chest discomfort, or shortness of breath. For clinicians, syncope is a red flag symptom that demands systematic investigation. Perform 12-lead ECG in all patients. Do not rely on initial clinical impression or hemodynamic stability to exclude cardiac causes. Use validated risk stratification tools to guide further testing and referral. Consider early cardiology input for patients with abnormal ECG findings or high-risk features. For policymakers, ensure emergency departments and primary care facilities have rapid access to electrocardiography and cardiological consultation for syncope patients. Develop standardized syncope evaluation protocols aligned with international guidelines, ACC, ESC. Invest in training for frontline clinicians on arrhythmia recognition and risk stratification to reduce preventable sudden cardiac deaths. Frequently asked questions: what is the difference between vasovagal syncope and syncope caused by ventricular arrhythmia? Vasovagal syncope results from sudden loss of blood pressure and heart rate due to overreaction of the vagus nerve, typically triggered by emotional stress, pain, or prolonged standing. Recovery is usually rapid without intervention. Ventricular arrhythmia syncope By contrast, results from dangerous irregular heart rhythms that prevent adequate blood flow to the brain and carry risk of sudden death if untreated. While vasovagal syncope is benign, arrhythmia-related syncope requires urgent cardiological evaluation and often device implantation to prevent fatal events. Why is an electrocardiogram, ECG, important in every syncope patient? A 12-lead ECG is the most accessible and informative test available at the point of care for syncope patients. It can detect multiple dangerous conditions, including prolonged QT interval, risk of torsades de pointes, evidence of previous myocardial infarction, structural abnormalities, and pre-excitation patterns. Even a normal ECG provides valuable reassurance in low-risk patients. An abnormal ECG immediately elevates clinical suspicion and guides the need for further cardiac testing. What happens after a syncope diagnosis is confirmed? Treatment depends on the underlying cause. Vasovagal syncope is managed with lifestyle advice. Syncope from ventricular arrhythmia may require antiarrhythmic medications, catheter ablation, or implantable cardioverter defibrillator, ICD, placement, depending on the arrhythmia type and ejection fraction. All patients benefit from activity restriction during the diagnostic phase and counseling on when to return to driving and exercise. The publication of this clinical case in the New England Journal of Medicine exemplifies how peer-reviewed medical literature continues to refine diagnostic practice at the bedside. As healthcare systems worldwide grapple with emergency department crowding and pressure to discharge patients rapidly, the risk of premature diagnostic closure, settling on a diagnosis too quickly without adequate investigation, remains a persistent patient safety challenge. This case serves as a timely reminder that syncope, though common, demands respect and systematic evaluation. Clinicians who internalize this lesson will improve outcomes for their syncope patients and reduce the tragedy of preventable sudden cardiac death. Source: Unheralded Syncope from Ventricular Arrhythmia, New England Journal of Medicine.